This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I'm so glad you're here with us today. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. My wife, Kathy, and I, we love having you here with us. We love helping you thrive. We named our website WeHelpYouThrive.com because we really, truly do want you to thrive in your life and in your business. So thank you. Thank you for investing your time in this learning and growth so that you can thrive in your life and business. You know, it's so true because if things aren't going great at home, it starts showing up in our businesses. And when things aren't going good at work, it will show up at our home. So it's important that we bring the two together when we really truly do thrive in life and business. Today, I want to share some things that I hope will be a paradigm shift for you. Things that will help you look at the way you do business and how money flows through your business in a completely different way. And along the course of that, I have three really amazing best-selling authors that are going to share their very different yet so similar experiences of how they had to learn how to really live the best life that they were meant to live. Often, you know, we go to school, we get a degree in whatever, and we go out into the world to pursue the career that we did all that studying from. And a lot of times we find ourselves completely unprepared to really truly live in the world that we were in. You know, and then things come up in life. There are major illnesses, death in the families, things like that that come up that are totally unexpected. Even though they happen to all of us, they always catch us off guard. And we need to learn how to flow and to thrive through those and come out of those as even better people. And then there's the emotions. Emotions are such a big piece of our life. We all are very emotional creatures, and often we're not, you know, taught how to be able to really deal with, especially the negative emotions in our life. We tend to just call those bad, whereas every emotion really actually is valid and has a point. And we want to talk about how you can express those emotions in a healthy kind of way. And so we want to put all that together so that you can thrive in your life and in your business. As I promised before, today we have for you what I hope will be a paradigm shift for your life and for your business that will cause money to flow in your company like it never has before. There is a basic concept as an employee that is based in the concept of trading dollars for time. Time for dollars. You go to a company, you work for a specific amount of time each day, each week, each month, and for that, the company gives you a certain specific amount of money. You know, you can just expect that your paycheck is going to be whatever it is each week, each 2 weeks, each month, however you get paid. That is the typical employee experience. We trade our time for dollars. As an entrepreneur, it doesn't actually work that way. Often, the trap that we fall into as entrepreneurs is working. We work harder and harder and harder. We put in more and more and more and more hours until, you know, it's not that uncommon for an entrepreneur to end up sick or even in the hospital because they've been working too many hours to be able to achieve the result. And don't get me wrong, those of you that aren't entrepreneurs, you know, it's work. It's not, you know, you sit on the golf course or, you know, sit next to the pool and sip Mai Tais or whatever. You know, it is work, but it isn't about trading time for dollars. Here's the secret. I'm going to share it with you, and I want it to revolutionize your life today. The secret to effectively being an entrepreneur is you have to shine your unique brilliance. You have to share what is unique, what is special, what is wonderful about you with the world. And then you need to create an environment where there are opportunities for money to flow into you. Now, for some of you, that doesn't make any sense because you just don't know what I mean yet. Others of you, you know, you've been doing that for years and you totally get it. And some of you are going to fall somewhere in the middle in between there. Let me say it to you again, and then I'm going to explain it to you. You want to share your unique brilliance and then make opportunity for money to flow into your life. So how does that work? Well, let me use as an example the basic concept of a sales funnel. Now, a sales funnel, for those of you that aren't familiar, basically starts with how am I going to meet the customers? What interactions are we going to have with them in order for them to then be able to buy my product, good, or service? And then what is the next thing? So if you, a basic sales funnel for a glass of milk, or, you know, for a gallon of milk would be, you know, they would put out, a particular grocery store is going to put out advertisers and flyers to let people know, hey, we're a grocery store and one of the things we sell is milk. You're going to come into the door. They're going to have the milk in a specific spot, and it's going to stay there relatively the same. Very, very rarely is a grocery store going to, you know, move them around. And when they do, it's a major move, and then it's going to stay there for a long period of time. You're going to walk back there and you're going to get the milk and, you know, whatever other things you want to do. You're going to bring it up to the cash register and you're going to pay for it. And there are typically then things that the grocery store is going to do both before you purchase the milk to get you to purchase other things, as well as afterwards to get you to come back and buy your milk from them again. That's a really, really simple, basic sales funnel that we've all been through in life. Well, the same kind of a concept is true regardless of your products, good, or service that you sell. You have a funnel, and it starts, especially in modern business, it starts with what we call an IFO. That's an irresistible free offer. So you're going to, you know, and we've all done it. You know, you go to a website and it says, you know, get my new great 10 things that can make you awesome. And, you know, all you got to do is fill out your email address here and I'll send it to you for free. That's an ISO. You know what your clients need and you give them that, you know, that or a product or something for free to be able to begin communicating with them. And then whether it be a newsletter, they join your Facebook group, what have you, you then begin communicating with them. You're going to form a relationship. We buy from people that we know, like, and trust. And so we form that relationship, and we do it by sharing. We share. What do we share? We share what we're uniquely brilliant at. We don't need to share somebody else's message. That's their message. That's why they're here on this planet. What we really need to share into the world is the thing that makes us uniquely brilliant. What have we come through? What have we learned through what we've come through? And how can we share that with you? We share. And then we give them an opportunity to be able to, you know, work with us, to buy our book, to purchase a product, a good, a service, a coaching program, whatever you have, you may have that you're selling. Those are the kind of things that we do in the conversation with the client. You know, we share. It's got to be at least 10 times of free sharing to each one time that you ask them to purchase. And so, in other words, you are sharing your brilliance with the world and then creating an opportunity for them for money to flow into your company so that the money, the, you know, hey, I've done 20 things that I've shared with you here. If you'd like to be able to listen to all 20 of them really easily, I put them on an MP3 for you, and you can just, you know, download it and listen to it in your car or on your iPhone or whatever, you know, easily. And, you know, hey, that's 99 cents or that's $9.99 or that's $150 or whatever the particular program is. You know, and that's how that process works, because we shared and then we made an opportunity for money to flow into us. I hope for some of you that just really turned you on your ear and really just flipped a switch for you in your business, so that you can begin to look at your business as, how do I share my unique brilliance with the world? How do I just give all that I'm put here on this planet to do? And then how can I create an environment around me that allows the opportunity for money to flow, to be something that happens gracefully and with ease? I really encourage you to take the opportunity to think about that in your business. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to start jumping into some really amazing books here, and we're going to really talk specifically with each of them about some secrets, how you can do more, do better, come further, have more with your life and with your business. So we really appreciate you being here with us, and we are going to be right back after this message here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of, or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Now we're going to jump into it. We are going to first talk about that transition that happens between the time that we get all of the schooling, the brilliance, the education that we need in order to be impactful and effective at our gifting, but then what we need to learn in order to be a thriving entrepreneur in our business with the things that we've learned and have the knowledge to do, but don't necessarily have the business skills to pull off correctly. All of us have been to the doctor many times, and what we find, though, is that we have a preconception of what a doctor is. You know, a doctor goes to school, learns a lot of things about how to take care of our health, but the business aspect of being a doctor is really not taught to them. So I'm very fortunate to be joined today by Dr. Jure, my good friend, who's going to help you learn how to go from medicine to mogul. Hi, Dr. Jure. How are you doing today?
Oh, my God, Steve. How are you? Thank you for having me on the show. So happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you here. It was great to, you know, meet you in person and talk to you a little bit about your book, but it's been fun to watch it develop. Your book shows seven steps to seven figures, which I think people outside of the medical community think, well, you know, that's easy for a doctor. But I'd like for you to share to people that are listening that are in the medical community just what kind of a challenge that can be.
Well, being a doctor, you know, having a patient and making money is easy, but your income is very limited. So, you know, we're not taught how to market at all, how to sell, because basically they put our names in these books for insurance companies and patients go in and just pick a doctor. So we don't know how to market. We don't know how to sell. We don't know how to identify the ideal client. And we don't have the right team a lot of times because we haven't been able to build that team, because usually a hospital system will give us the team that they want us to use. And it may not be the right fit for who we are as the clinician. So, yeah, even though medical school is 400 hours, minimum time in school is taught, like, teaches us how to actually build a business based off of who we are, really leveraging our medical degree to make it to the next level, to leave our mark in the world.
Mm. So you definitely are a mogul. You've got some really good exposure. For the people who aren't familiar with us, with you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am Dr. Dre. No, I'm Dr. Dre. I'm a concierge doctor by day, and I'm a physician coach by night. I help doctors learn how to build profitable businesses based off of who they are. And that is really my purpose, and that is how I'm leaving my mark in the world. This is how I'm leaving my legacy when I leave. My goal is to help 1 million doctors transition and be happy with who they are. I want them to, like, be able to go home every night and sit down with their kids and their spouse. I want them to make sure that they go to not miss any more games at all for their children. I just want them to be happy. I want them to wake up with passion and energy again. Just like it used to be when we got first accepted into medical school, we were super excited. I want that to be every day that they wake up. They're super excited. And I want them to have that time freedom so they can live whatever dream and do whatever they want to do when they want to do it. So I actually actually graduated top of my medical school class and top of my residency and top of my high school class, just like most medical doctors. And I landed my first gig at a not-for-profit hospital managing 10 offices with an operating budget of $12 billion, right? A lot of money, right? And then I've delivered over 3,000 babies and I've done over 1,000 surgeries. But I had this big secret. I just really, you know, I just wasn't happy. I wasn't happy with life, and I knew there was something bigger on the inside, but I was scared. So after working about a 36-hour shift working in the hospital, I drove home and fell asleep. And I could have died. Thank God I had a guardian angel watching over me. I was woke up by the police the next day and had nothing wrong with my car, nothing wrong with me. But at that moment, when the guy, like, woke me up, the cop woke me up, I knew that I was not living in my purpose, and I knew that I was supposed to do something greater than what I was doing. Being Dr. Dre, being on TV, doing media, writing books and blogging, doctors were already coming to me trying to learn these skills and how I've leveraged my medical degree, and it was right there in my face. It was right there. That's what I was supposed to do, but I just, like, totally ignored it and just wanted to be this basic doctor taking care of patients one-to-one instead of one-to-many. So once I started to step into my greatness of who I was and owning it, that's when I finally created that time freedom that I had always wanted. So now every day I wake up, I'm super happy, I'm passionate. You know, I can do just whatever I want at any time I want. I love talking to my mother every day at 7:30. I love flying to see my mother just because and just going out to dinner. I mean, that's fine. That's just the life.
I love what it says here in the description of your book. It says, you know, you only have one life to live, and we should make the most out of that One of the secrets to that is you need to work smart. If you were to give one tip to people, to doctors that are working very hard, because I can't imagine there's a doctor out there that isn't, what would be one thing that they could do to work smarter as opposed to harder?
So I would say learn how to market. Learn how to market yourself. And it's just one little simple thing I want them to add. Just add like a lead magnet to your website. So lead magnet is basically a freebie that you give to your ideal client or your patient in order to get their information. So that's one thing that I tell all doctors to do. If you have a website or a blog, give something for free so you can collect their email addresses so you can really nurture them and nurture that relationship. So when you're ready to release something huge, they already know you and they're more likely to buy because they know and trust you.
That's really great advice for every business person. And I think it's really important for a doctor to understand that they are a business. They're not just a commodity of the hospital that should get pushed around, but they really are a business and they need to approach their practice as a business.
Oh, absolutely. So medical practices are changing, actually, Steve. So now there's telemedicine, now there's concierge medicine. There's like these hybrid direct pay models. So medicine is definitely changing. A lot of doctors are shifting out of the traditional like employed position with a hospital to really try to find that balance, that work-life balance. And that's what I encourage all doctors to do. You know, that old model of the business of medicine that you learn in MBA school, there's a new MBA that you need to learn. It's like the real life entrepreneurial skills. Learning how to sell, learning how to market, learning how finances are set up, learning how to set up your operations and tap customer service. I mean, that's all really important for building a business. So that's definitely what you need to learn in the modern day times, not old school brick and mortar. I want you to learn how to sell and have these things online. That's really going to, you really need to learn how to build your business on your laptop so you can travel anywhere in the world and have that freedom that you want.
That's awesome. So is it safe to say that a concierge doctor is kind of like the old horse and buggy doctor, but with a laptop traveling all over the world rather than just, you know, horse and buggy as far as your horse can take you in a particular day?
Exactly. So my average day, I probably see a patient maybe twice a month. So I actually fly to them and do all their exams. That's different. We use jets now instead of a horse and buggy. But yeah, like that's definitely how it's set up. But that's just my model. So other doctors have like a brick and mortar and they have their regular practice. So they see like insured patients and then they have a subset of those patients that are cash only that pay them. And that's their hybrid model. I just chose to get out of the insurance game just because dealing with insurance companies are so difficult getting reimbursed. You know, they want you to have these medications for patients that you don't agree with in a step order to get to what you really want them to have. And I just don't feel good doing that. If I want a patient to have something, I'm going to say, this is what you need. I'm not going to prescribe you something that the insurance company said I had to in order to get to what I really need you to have. Like, that's just a waste of my time. So I just don't take insurance companies for that reason.
I love it. Dr. Dre is such an amazing doctor, and I mean, he's been on television shows, radio shows, all kinds of places around the world helping people with their medical end, and I'm so glad that he's now taking his expertise and sharing it with doctors so that you as a doctor can move from medicine to mogul. I really encourage you to get the book, From Medicine to Mogul, 7 Steps to 7 Figures. Dr. Dre, thanks so much for taking the time today to really share with us how a doctor can also make that shift, get into action, and live their life to the fullest.
Oh my God, thank you for having me, Steve. You listeners out there, make sure you go to my website, medicalmoguls.com, medicalmoguls.com, and get my freebie there, right? So I have a great tool for you. It's called the Doctor's Bag, and it's 10 tools for the medical mogul in the making. So these are the tools that I've used to build my business, and I'm just going to give it to you guys for free because there's no need to struggle out there. I've already done the work for you.
Perfect.
That's medicalmogul.com. You know, get 10 free things that Dr. Dre has used to build his business, and you get them for free. And it's a great way to really be able to start getting some great advice. Dre, again, thanks so much for being with us here today.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, listeners, for supporting us. It was great being here. Thank you.
So even a doctor with all that talent, all that skill, all that training, they need to learn how to be able to be a business person. And by embracing those skills, they can become impactful. Again, even as a doctor, it comes back down to sharing your talent with the world and creating an opportunity for money to flow in your life and in your business. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. So we talked about the schooling and about how we have to learn to be a business person. Now we want to talk about the things that come up in life that we have no control over. A good friend of mine used to say, control what you can and don't worry about what you can't control. But there are some things that are completely out of our control that we need to learn in order to be powerful, effective, thriving entrepreneurs, how to be able to deal with them. In life, there comes those times that things happen that we wish never would. They take us out often. Sometimes death, other things that cause us to grieve are so tough that we just are in a place where we don't feel like we'll ever get back up. And the truth of the matter is that often if we don't find help, if we don't find somebody that's been there, we can't make it through. Now, I know some of you as you're listening are probably going through some major crises like that in your life right now. So today we want to present you some help. And in order to do that, I've brought along our best-selling author, Catherine McNulty, who's going to talk to you about her life experience as well as her new best-selling book, Grief Inspired. Hi, Catherine. How are you doing today?
Hi, Steve. I'm fantastic. Thanks for inviting me here.
Absolutely. So tell us just a little bit about your backstory that, you know, that brought the book around. What happened?
So for me, I was in my late 30s, and I was like, I was on top of the world. Everything in my life up until that point had gone exactly as I planned. I had a great career, a great marriage. I really had a lot of fun. And so I was ready to start my family. And I was ready for that, and had everything planned out just as it was going to be. And the unthinkable happened. So I lost my son back in 2011. So like many other people, I scrambled to figure out how to grieve and what I could do to get back to my normal life, right? I wanted to get back to normal.
And I know it's a tough subject for you even still, but I think probably what you've discovered is that normal of what was isn't what normal is now. Would that be a fair way of saying it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. My normal today is far different than it was back then. And what I didn't know, that out of the pain and the heartache and the suffering that I went through in losing my son and then going through the entire grief process, what I didn't know is that I would, in the process, uncover a new life for myself that was full of purpose, meaning, and joy. And so what I did was I put together this book called The Gifts of Grief, really to help others shift their perspective and look at things a little bit differently. Grief gave me gifts that were both unexpected and unwanted, but they're gifts that I'm forever grateful for today.
And I love that subtitle to your book. Grief was an unwanted gift that changed my life. I'm sure there's so many things you could say, but if you had to pick just one, what would be the biggest change that you found in your life now on the other side of the grieving process?
Well, the biggest thing is that, you know, that what happens is when you have grief that happens very close to you, right? So I'm talking about a deep grief to someone that's very close to you in your life. It has to change the trajectory that your life is on. And so I've really learned that for me, grief was really not an end, that the loss of my son was not an end per se. It was partially an end, but it was also a bit of a beginning. And so it's given me a new perspective, a new way to look at my life, to be hopeful for my life and be inspired for the future that I have now and the future that's also continuing to come.
So you talk in the book about gifts, and it's such a different, it's really shocking. I remember the first time I heard the phrase, I was like, you know, you don't think of the gift of grief, you know? You know, explain to people who maybe are in the middle of the process what you mean by the unwanted gifts that have helped you through the process.
Well, yeah. So, you know, the one thing that I want to start with is really that, you know, grief is universal. Grief is something that happens to all of us, and it's going to happen to you if it hasn't happened already. But definitely at some point in all of our lives, someone close to us will die. It's just a fact of life. And the reality is that we don't know how to help ourselves through our grief, and other people certainly don't know how to help us through our grief. So the result of that is that we're really left to grieve alone. And so for me personally, it's really going through the grief process. I was forced to find a way out of it, and I wanted to understand. So for me, going through my process, I have deep, deep understanding of what grief is, what grief means, and it's given me an opportunity to look within and uncover, you know, discover who I am as a person again, bring self-awareness. And through that self-awareness is really where I'm finding the meaning and the purpose and the joy in my life. I do have a three-year-old son today. My relationship with him is profoundly different than it would have been before my loss. My relationship with my husband is profoundly different because of going through the grief process. Just everything about my life is really different. The way I look at the world, what's important, what's not important, the things I can let go today, because they're really insignificant in comparison to what we're all here to do in life. And to find, I found unbelievable connectedness with other people through the grief process. And, you know, that's my biggest message, is that, you know, although many of us tend to grieve alone because it seems so foreign to us, we really don't have to, right? We can grieve together. You can find somebody to support you in your grief, like I did. And there are tools and there's strategies and there's ways of learning to grieve that will really help us get through it. And, you know, like my book says, do more than just survive grief. I think when we all start to grieve, we say, okay, I just want to get through this, right? How am I just going to get back to where I was? But what my messaging is no, that's not what we want. Let's take a step beyond that. Let's do more than survive grief. Let's create a new and inspiring future, and let's serve each other in the process. Let's use our experience to reach out to other people and be connected, because through that connection is really, in my opinion, where the meaning and the purpose in life come from.
I love that phrase you used, do more than just survive grief. You know, because you're right, it is really one of those kind of things that we try to get through. We try to brush off as quickly as we can rather than just going through it and being, you know, objective with what is my life going to be like and what can my life be like because this event that, like you said, happens to everybody, happened in my life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So I definitely, my mission and my goal in life is to help people do more than survive grief and to explore what that means for them. And, you know, what do they want to do? What do they want to contribute to the world? You know, how do they want to honor the people or the ones that they've lost, right? Because through continuing to live, we honor the people that we've lost.
It's a great way to say it. Well, I know you have your book. It's a bestseller, Grief Inspired by Catherine McNulty. If people want to go further, do more with you, how could they get in contact with you? Do you have a website?
So I do. So basically just by searching, my company name is Grief Inspired. So you can go to my website, which is www.griefinspired. I have a support group on Facebook. Again, if you just go to Facebook and search Grief Inspired, you can find me there. You can find me on YouTube, and that's under Catherine Centenary McNulty, which is my maiden name. So definitely, and then my email as well is griefinspired@gmail.com. I encourage everyone to reach out to me because, again, it's through the connection that we help each other grieve. So reach out and make that connection.
So if you're grieving today, I encourage you to do two things. Pick up a copy of Grief Inspired from Amazon, and then reach out, Facebook group, the website, wherever, to Catherine, Grief Inspired, and really learn how you can be inspired through your grief today. Catherine, thanks so much for spending some time here with us today on the show.
Great, Steve. Thanks so much.
When we learn effectively and artfully how to have even the deepest, most emotional events in our life become things that inspire us to do more, to be greater, to go further, that really is when we begin to thrive as an entrepreneur. It's when we really, truly start bringing the fullness of ourselves into the world because we've had some things. You know, anybody can present a good front when everything's going good, but when a person's come through some things, you know how it is. that's when you really start finding people that you really admire, that you really want to hear more from because of the things that they've come through. We're going to take another quick commercial break, and we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. So we've talked about having to have to become a business person after all of the things that we've learned. We've talked about the events, the things that happen in life, and how we can be an overcomer even in those situations. But I wouldn't be third generation minister Steve Kidd if I didn't talk to you about some of those deeper things, the spiritual issues, the deep emotional pains that we have inside of us, and how we need to also overcome, rise above, and really acknowledge how we're feeling about those kind of things. Throughout the ages, there have been people who have questioned God, and often they've come under fire for their true honesty. But even going back to David, he was known for saying to God, "How long, O Lord, how long are you going to keep this going on?" Often it's in our questioning of God that we really truly find our breakthroughs. We need to all understand that really God is not shocked off the throne if we are honest with how we're feeling. And when we're not honest, it's not like we were conning him anyway. So to help us talk about this subject today, I'm joined by an amazing author. Her name is Chrysalyn Saki, and her book is called I Hate God. It's a true story of how a father and daughter transferred from hating God to loving God. Join me in welcoming Chrysalyn Saki. Hi, Chrysalyn. How are you today?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So the title, of course, is obviously very shocking. I'd love to hear a little bit about your story. What brought you to being able to write the book, I Hate God?
Well, my father actually hated God. He was in prison in Atlanta, Georgia, and he wrote God a letter telling God how he hated him. I was not in contact with my father because I wasn't allowed to be in contact with my father. And so my father challenged God and told God, "I hate you, but if you're God, my daughter will come and find me." And if you notice the word make, God, that's exactly what God did, make me go find my father. I was going to Ohio State at the time, and I was having out-of-the-body experiences where I couldn't control my body, and God made me find my biological father. And during that process, I found him, and my father and me didn't compare our stories until like 17 years later we finally met each other. And I was a person that was just living in sin, and someone came to me and told me I hated God because of my sinful lifestyle. So the book is about hating God from the heart, which was my father, and hating God with your lifestyle, which was me, because I wasn't living as according to the Bible.
I really admire the fact that you were able to be honest with the fact that you went through a time there in your life where you just absolutely hated God and didn't see how he could have a purpose for what was going on in your life.
Yeah, it's amazing how mine and my father's stories intertwine to show people that you can hate God with your heart or your lifestyle. And so when I gave my life to God, it was a different turn. I was able to testify to different people to let them know that all of us have hated God at one time in our lives. If we sin, you can't have God in your life. Matthew 6:24 says either you love one and hate the other. So you can't escape that. And that's what that person pointed out to me when they told me, you hate God, when I was like, no, I don't. But actually, I did with my lifestyle. So my father actually hated him from the heart and told me that he not only hated God, but he hated his mother. This is when I first met him in prison. He hated his mother. He hated his sister, his father. Then he went down my mother and my grandparents, and then he told me the very first time I met him, and I hate you, which stung me because, you know, I was only 19 years old, but when you think about he hated God and his mother, I was like, who am I? So it didn't hurt as bad because he had these other people in front of me.
So what was the turning point for you? Was meeting your dad and hearing all that hatred what turned you around, or was it something else?
Actually, I had joined the Army, and other things had happened in my life prior to me really giving God my life, because I kept giving God my life and then backsliding. And then it came to a point, I guess, in my 30s, and God told me, you don't have no more chances to backslide now. And that was the real turning point where I was more serious with it, and I started doing what God wanted me to do, which I'm a minister now, and I'm an author now. But the point about me being an author is I hate to read and write. So I'm being obedient, do whatever God tells me to do, whether I like it or not. And that's the kind of love you have for God, to do whatever he says to do, whether you like it or not.
Hmm. Well, the book is called I Hate God. It's by Chrislyn B. Sitchi. And Chrislyn, is there a website that they could also get in contact with you at?
Generalmom.com.
Generalmom.com. You can talk with Chrislyn, and I'm sure that she would love to help you with the different issues that you're having in your life and the times when, through your lifestyle or your words, you are hating God. Thank you, Chrislyn, so much for sharing your book with us. We look forward to your new bestseller that this is going to be, and the great impact that that can make on some people who have been afraid to express just how they feel to God.
Oh, thank you.
After that interview, I know there's somebody out there listening that what you need to do right this second is to just get real with how you're feeling. take a minute, close the door, roll up the windows in the car if you're listening, find a place, and just scream. You know what? It's okay. It really is all right to have a deep emotion that's just burning inside of you that you just really, really, really need to express. That's okay. It is all right to have feelings, and it's okay to be honest with God about those. You know, whatever your belief system is, I can guarantee you that God is not going to stop being God just because you express your thoughts or your feelings. In fact, it'll make your relationship better with Him. I absolutely promise you. What have we learned today? We've learned that, you know, we can learn a lot of things in school, but there's a lot of things that they don't teach us, regardless of how many years we go to school. We've learned that things are going to happen in our life. There are going to be emotional pitfalls that we go through. There are going to be circumstances and deaths in our life, major illnesses that are going to really impact where we are, what's going on in our life, what our experience in life is and is going to be from there on. It really is one of those things that we need to embrace. But I hope that you heard and felt the thread through all of that, because the point I wanted to really help drive home to you today with these amazing best-selling authors, who I hope you'll get all three of their books, that you will really dive deep into them. But I hope that you'll also see the thread as you're listening to this show today of the fact that you have a message that has to be shared. Now, Kathy and I have created a free Facebook group, bestsellersguild.com, to help you be able to express your message to the world. We know that as the foundation, as the beginning stepping stone of any life, any business, any ministry, all those kind of things, you really do need to share that message with the world. You need to share what is uniquely brilliant about you, because nobody, there is no one in this world that can do you other than you. And a lot of us tend to pretend to emulate other people. And yeah, we learn things from other people. That's good. That's important. But in the end, there's this gifting, this talent, this passion inside of you that is you. It's the core of who you are. It is unique. It is awesome. It is amazing. It is brilliant. And it needs to be shared with the world. I hope that in all of these stories, with all the authors and with all that I've shared with you today, that you feel encouraged to share your message. Because the world needs to hear your wonderful, your brilliant, your unique message. We need you. We need that uniqueness that is you to shine in our world and make our world a better place. You know, Kathy and I talk all the time about the fact that, you know, what we say on the surface we do is make people best-selling authors. We help them market their business, those kind of things. But ultimately, what we really do, what we're really passionate about, is helping change agents shape the world into a better place. Helping people share their unique brilliance so that the world can change and be a better place. So that we can all come together to learn, to grow, and to be the best community of people that all of us together can be when we really truly come together and really give all of who we are into the world that we live in. And I appreciate each one of you that has shared, each one of you that is beginning the process of sharing your message with the world. I invite you to come over and join us, bestsellersguild.com. I'll take you to our Facebook group. It's a free group you can join, and we would love to have you there and help share your unique brilliance with the world, because it's really important that you really grab a hold of and make that paradigm shift today in your mind and in your business. I'm not trading time for dollars. I am sharing my unique brilliance with the world. I'm going to share it. I'm going to share it. I'm going to be genuine, authentic, and uniquely myself. And I'm going to share that with the world. And that then you create in your life, in your business, opportunity for money to flow. I guarantee you that if you share and if you are mindful of creating those opportunities for the money to flow, that you will see increase in your life and in your business. Not just monetarily, yes, that will definitely happen, but also that you will see the increase in yourself as a person. I can tell you from experience, when you hide from the world, you are less of a person. I've shared this story on the show, but it's been a while, so let me share it with you again. You know, I went through a period where life circumstances, both internally, you know, that emotional stuff we were talking about, as well as externally, came against me being the best version of myself. And I hid. I ran away. I didn't want to share it with the world. And the first person that I had to look in the eye and say, hey, you're uniquely brilliant and the world needs you. The first person I had to say that to was myself. I went down a long, dark, awful road of despair, of sadness, weight gain, lots of things that I don't want for any of you in your lives. And what I found at the bottom of that was a total emptying of myself. But I also heard a voice that said to me, you really, really, truly need to share these things with the world. I heard it from many different people, from my wonderful, lovely wife, and from great friends that encouraged me. And I took that step, and I encourage you today, take that step. Share your unique brilliance with the world. Because the world needs you. You are uniquely brilliant. You were created, absolutely, I guarantee you, for a purpose. And the world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Until next time, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.